Scholastic Audio presents Whatever After, Book 2, If the Shoe Fits, by Sarah Mlynoski, read by Emily Iden. Chapter 1. My magic mirror might be broken. I have a magic mirror in my basement, and I'm going to use it. Jonah's hand hovers in front of the mirror. Ready? Oh, yes. I am definitely ready. I've been trying for 3 days. 4 nights ago, Jonah and I accidentally got sucked through the mirror and landed in Snow White's fairy tale. Well, technically, we landed in the kingdom of Zamel. Rhymes with camel. That's where Snow White lives. If I'd known we were going to Zamel, I never would have worn slippers and pajamas. I would have worn jeans, a cute sweater, and sneakers. But I didn't even know where we were until after we'd already messed up Snow's story. But don't worry, everything ended up fine. Different, but fine. I did leave my slippers and pajamas at Snow's, though. The slippers were pretty beaten up anyway, but the pajamas were my favorite pair. Snow borrowed them one night and loaned me a skirt and top. Getting my pajamas back isn't the only reason I want to visit Snow. I also want to know why Mary Rose, the person who lives inside our magic mirror, sent me and Jonah there in the first place. There has to be a reason, right? And why did the magic mirror in Snow's bedroom tell us not to tell our parents about what happened? Jonah and I decided to find out. When we'd gone to Zamel,